Welcome to Timebender Talks, the ultimate destination for professional photographers. This weekly podcast is hosted by Peggy MacArthur, a certified professional photographer with over 30 years' experience and the creator of the Headshot Strategist Certification Program. Peggy interviews a diverse range of experts in business, branding, marketing, networking, and photography. So whether you've been doing this for years or you're just starting out, we've got you covered. Oh, and don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out on our latest episodes filled with tips, insights, and lots of...
Chris Hampton is in the house today. I am so excited. Chris, I don't know. I think I've known you virtually for like 3-4 years now. Yeah.
Yeah. And the time that I came through California Live, you were somewhere else.
So. I was in Hawaii or something ridiculous like that. I was like, seriously, that this week. Oh, well. But anyway, you have a lot of stuff that you do, a lot of stuff that's going on in your life. And this month, we're talking about being heart-centered. And whenever I think of heart-centered, I think of you, because from the moment that we virtually met, we were like, you know, talking about causes and how we can, you know, help our businesses by getting involved and now actually changing our communities, changing our cities, our states, our world. So I'm excited to talk to you today. So go ahead and tell our listeners a little bit about you, where you are on your journey, and what you're passionate about.
Awesome. Well, I'm the founder of the Champ I Am organization. And so that is actually based in coaching and doing leadership training and personal development. And also I'm motivational. When I say motivational, it's my style. That means you're not going to fall asleep when I'm in the midst of my talking or am I engaging with you. So yes, I do motivational speaking, empowerment speaking, however you want to classify that. And I also do coaching for organizations and community organizations, churches, colleges, just building a culture of leadership. And when I talk about leadership, I usually talk about it in three different areas. I talk about your personal leadership style, because the first person you have to lead is yourself. Then I talk about your community leadership, that your communities are give you opportunities to hone your gift as well in leading and changing and creating the world that you want to desire to live in. And then the third one is corporate leadership, learning how to function professionally in that realm of leadership as well. So it started as motivational speaking, and now it's evolved into like a global brand that I'm starting to now with this new world of being virtual, have the chance to really impact the world outside my circle. We can talk about that later.
I think that it's always amazing to me how, anyway, for me, in my mind, I have this idea of what I'm going to do. And then by the time I actually get there, it's usually so different and usually bigger than I ever imagined. And I think that you are an ideal story of that. Like, you know, when did you really discover that, you know what, I can do what I'm passionate about and make a living at that? Like, I don't have to do, you know, the 9-to-5, the thing that, you know, just to pay the bills. Like, when did you decide, like, this is what I'm actually passionate about, I'm good at it, and I'm gonna make this my life?
Well, truthfully, I'm still considered a dualpreneur. I work for one of the largest insurance companies when it comes to Medicare, Humana. So I've been blessed, and that's what you talk about. We talk about understanding your purpose to be in a position where my job allows me to function as Champ I Am. So when I need to speak, they give me the time off. When I need to go and do what I need to do, because they benefit so much from my skills that I develop on the outside. You've learned to bring your whole self to the table. So those of you that are thinking that you can be an entrepreneur, you don't have to give up your day job, but you want to make sure that you have a day job that functions well with your purpose. So when I did that, you know, a lot of us, we put our purpose to the side and we kind of like hide it when we go to interviews, but I'm just like, here, I'm Champ I Am. This is what Champ I Am does. I'm in my community. I build communities. I build cultures and help develop cultures and help creating the life that I want to see in my community. I do it in my personal life, and that when I come to the table, this is not the only thing. Where I felt unbalanced was, I think when I'm 48 now, so I've been doing this now for almost 8 years, I wasn't balanced. I wasn't showing up at the table, but I was living life. When I say living life, I had three jobs. I was doing insurance as a regular old agent. And I said I was a full-time caretaker for my mother who was alive at that time. So, and then I was doing a security job to start making at night, doing the midnight shift. So I had no life, no course correction. And it really took me, you know, wearing my body out, and my body was like, stop. I was coming home from working the midnight shift, getting ready to get some sleep to go into my next shift. And then my heart started to beat like wrong. It was wrong. So I went to the hospital, went to the ER, and it's weird because they told you, the specialist tells you, you look like you had a heart attack.
Wow.
And I'm under 40. I'm still in my 30s, and I'm like, something on the inside while I was lying in the emergency room was like, no, it wasn't the no, I had a heart attack. It was a no, you haven't done what you're supposed to do yet. And in my head, I always knew that I was supposed to be a speaker. I knew that I was supposed to be impacting the world. I knew that I was supposed to be making a difference in my community, but I didn't do it. And I said, well, what am I supposed to do? And in my spirit, it was speak. Well, I was like, well, nobody knows my name. Speak. Who's going to hire me? Speak. I don't even have a business name. Speak. And sometimes we have to just start with the idea that's on the inside of us and have the faith enough to step out and realize that more comes along the journey as we move out than we are standing still doing nothing. So what I first did was I went where speakers spoke. I joined Toastmasters. Within 6 months of being in Toastmasters, they're like, you have they gave me the Speedy Gonzalez Award because I was there every Monday speaking. And I was saying, hi, my name is Chris Hampton. I'm a motivational speaker. And every time they heard me, they were like, I was giving them something motivational, to the point they were like, well, this little old lady was in the side, was like, do you do nothing else but motivate? I said, I can't talk about anything else but motivational, because if I'm going to talk about cats, it's going to end up motivating you. So I had to stay true to where I was. And then I started to compete. And I went in competing. And as I started to compete, I ended up becoming an award-winning speaker.
Wow. And then
it started to evolve. And then the other aspect of it was the community, where you talk about the heart side. I was living in one of the roughest cities in the United States. When you talk about the city of Camden, New Jersey, it had its own television show on Cops saying this is like the number three murder capital of the world there. I was living in a small apartment by myself. And in my spirit, again, you got to learn how to listen to yourself. It says, you got to serve this community. So I already started speaking. And now it was like, well, I'm doing what I did the last thing. I just want to go to work and come home and sleep and build this. He said, how can you impact the world around you if you can't impact the people in front of you? So I started to look for opportunities to serve. And they both work together. Because one of the very first things I started to do was, you know, I started an open mic in the city of Camden for young people, young artists. And we've been doing that from that day up to this point of impacting and creating platforms for young artists from as low as, like, I see 5 or 6 years old all the way up to 25, 30, to be able to find themselves a safe community that they can discover their gifts and manifest it and show them that there's more than one way to manifest your art.
I love that. I think that, you know, as a photographer, I mean, we have such opportunities to get involved in our community. Mm-hmm. Like, if anybody has an opportunity to get involved in our community, I feel it's us. I mean, you volunteer at a meeting to take pictures, you know, so that they can put those pictures on their website, you know, whether it's feeding the homeless, whether it's working with youth. When I was living in San Diego, I had a program that I taught youth, troubled youth, you know, how to be a photographer, and gave them an outlet to be creative and use their art. And I would take up, you know, donations, and people would donate old cameras, and I would send these cameras home with them. And, you know, these are so-called the bad kids, and no one ever once broke a camera, stole a camera, you know, because, you know, I believed in them and I taught them. And that's how we bring change to our communities, just getting involved. But the other side of that, and it, you know, when you say it, sometimes it sounds like, are you doing it for that? No, I'm not doing it for that. But automatically, when you're out in the community making a change, you meet people that you need to know, and you're automatically networking, and you're growing a bonds and building relationships with like-minded people that also want to change the community, that may want to help you or hire you. So it's there's no way that you can lose in this situation. A, you're helping the community. And I believe that, you know, everything's a cycle, you know, give and receive, you know, live and die, like everything works in a cycle. So I think that sitting still and not doing anything is the only way that you can't go forward.
It's a form of giving. So I believe there's a principle of giving. It's like giving is like sowing a seed in the ground. And I think sometimes when I give, I think you have to give without the expectation of getting a return from who you gave it to. So when you're out there, you're trying to connect to these businesses and you're saying, I want to find a heart-centered cause. Sometimes you're doing it with the business in mind. You got to turn the business mind down some, because it's about building a relationship. And sometimes being faithful in what you're giving to someone else, you find out another door could be opened from someone who you didn't even see was able to open the door. And from the last 8 years, let's see, I started open mic night that wasn't costing me anything, because I was effective in representing the community. I became the arts commissioner for the city of Camden. So I was actually now the lead chair for the arts commission. And I'm sitting there now, we just did a fashion. We're doing a fashion week for the city of Camden next week. That's on the Battleship, New Jersey. Now you're looking at this as, what does that have to do with leadership, Chris? What does that have to do with your speaking business? Are you making any money from that relationship when you did it? What's the cost and your return? Well, there, and I also, the city helped me to build a curriculum for anti-bullying, which caused a law to happen in the city of Camden against bullying. So when you look at that, you say, well, okay, the purpose of me serving is, one, I want to create a better life for the community and my business that lives in the midst of that community as well. I become a person of influence, because now people are looking towards you for influence. Then if you think that my business is not rising alongside of that, when my business is being elevated, why? Because I'm becoming a person of influence. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm getting colleges. I'm getting other businesses that are seeing me in to bring me in to speak. And now it's a pay. So you have to be able to say, with heart-centered things, you can be heart-centered. You don't have to do free photography forever. You know, because if you put free on everything, people are going to say free for everything. But then when you say, hey, I'm sowing this time, but you know, with this project, I know you have funding. What can we do to get funded for this product? You know, you end up finding nonprofit relationships that we're doing. But we were talking also about how this is about networking, right? Well, when you think of networking is about relationships, not transactions. And when we understand that networking is not about the transaction or the sale, about building positive relationships that are going to yield back to you, then you stop looking for the transaction, which is a one-time thing, and you start investing in the relationship, which means a good relationship, you can go back to the well again.
Exactly. And you know, having that, building those relationships are so key, because if you're just in there, hey, look, buy from me, then nobody wants to be around you. But when you're giving value, people want to be around you because you're giving value and they see that value. I learned a quote unquote trick a couple of weeks ago, which I thought was brilliant. I was talking to someone and she said, well, I give X amount of hours of, you know, free work, you know, every month, and I get to choose who I give that to. And when those hours are up, then, you know, it's charged. And I thought that's a great way, because sometimes when people see you in your giving and donating and thing, then they think, oh, can you also do this for me for free? Well, that's an easy transition. Actually, I only do this many hours of volunteer work for the month, and you know, I'm at, but you know, I would love, you know, here are my prices. I'd love to work with you. But when you're out there really just building relationships, that's really the last thing on your mind is right. Somebody taking advantage of you, because you're out there, to build.
Yeah. It's going to come back to you. It really does. I'll give you an example. Sometimes you have to be willing to serve at the level that you want to be at, even when you're not there yet. So I had the opportunity 3 years ago to go on an international platform and speak. I paid for it. I sold for that speak. I was like, okay, it was giving me the coverage I want. I got the photos. I got everything back there. Well, in the midst of that, I was like, well, how can I help you and learn at the same time? Because I like to sniper learn. I like to be in the background and seeing. I'll put your stage together just so I can see how you put it together and reproduce it.
Right.
Well, you appreciate this. Part of this platform, there was a photographer, okay? And she was doing professional headshots, and she's well known in the industry for doing what you do. Like when you go to this package and you get a package from her, it's like $3,000 to $5,000 for a complete photo shoot. People are flying in all over the place to do this, right? Well, when I first started speaking, one of the relationships I had was in the fashion industry. So I learned, I was hanging around models, I was around, and while I was educating models about their business and walking in their purpose and their treating their business as a business, I was with photographers.
Mm-hmm.
So I learned how to set up a photography room. I learned how to be that to get those shots and help those person out. She loved me so much. Loved me so much. She was like, all your pictures are free.
Nice.
People were paying for that, right? Now, my purpose of serving was to get on the stage and learn about the stage, but I had something that I was, a skill that I was willing to avail myself. Now, twice a year, I go out there and I fly out and I help out and I end up emceeing on the stage. So each time I get out there, the stage gets bigger and bigger and the opportunity, but I always end up working with the photographer because she says, you got to deal with this. So now, it's funny, I'm also, my gift is selling. So I know how to sell packages and I know how to do this. I said, if you tweak here, here, and here, and we create a presentation here, and we create a lookbook for you here, you'll get more. She did exactly what I said, end up earning $40,000 that one day.
Nice.
And I still got my pictures for free. The page that I'm speaking on is giving me global exposure. And it's funny because while the speakers are coming into there, they see me working behind the scenes and looking like I don't know what I'm doing, like I'm the help. But then they see me take the main stage and they're like, oh, wow. And now she's hired me as a part of her sales team to come help and develop her and coach her into being able to create these awesome packages to be able to do that. And I still have the stage that I'm speaking on internationally twice a year. But you see, that's how heartfelt serving and helpful, heartfelt business is about, is you find out what your skills are. And sometimes you have to give a skill in order to open a door for another skill to be able to be displayed.
Yeah, it's so true. And when you're out there with the heart in mind, when you're out there really doing what you love and working with causes that you love, and building relationships with people that are like-minded, it's easy and it's fun. And it puts you in more of a creative environment. When you're out there doing things, working with people that you don't like, that are, you know, draining all of your energy, you're not in a place of creativity.
Yeah,
that's one thing I tell photographers all the time. Be picky with the clients that you work with, because if you have a client that shouldn't be your client, they are not your ideal client. They are not, they're not gelling with you. Then it's going to drain everything out of you. The images aren't going to be great. They're not going to give you good feedback. They're not, maybe even give you a bad review. And for what? For, you know, $800, you know, $1,000, like it's not worth it, because then you're like, maybe I'm really not that good. Maybe they're right. And you start, you know, sinking back. But when you're out there living your truth, being authentic, then you're in a place of creativity and it sparks. And, you know, even you and that photographer, you were sparking. He's like, oh, do this. And oh, do that. Like, you know, this would work. You're in that realm of creativity and you can see it. You can just see it unfold.
There's more opportunities that are around you. And I think the value of having these relationships is understanding also that there are going to be certain doors that are closed to you. That no matter how hard you try to open that door, it takes someone else's influence to open that door. So when I go back and I look at the last couple of years, the relationships that I had built, there were political relationships that I didn't win in the beginning, but now they're opening for me now. You know, So there are some things. Am I saying being heartfelt means that you're doing everything for free? No. You still have to be strategic in where you're serving and where you're connecting to. You're like, well, how do I find the cause that works with me? Do I just go out with any cause? No. What is the vision for your business? What are the values of your business? So you have a vision and then you also have the values, because you want to make sure that you find a business that meets the vision and the value. Everything that I was tied to had leadership attached to it. It fit the goal of what the heartbeat of Champ I Am was. So I'm not out there trying to save the seals. That's not my goal. That's not where I'm at. That's not where the changes are. So when you're looking for these things and these opportunities, think big picture, but also say, you know, does this connect with my value? Does my brand match what I'm attaching it to? Because people are going to look at you and say, well, how'd you get that out of this? The core is, does it meet your vision and your values?
And sometimes you think that you really want to work with a specific person or a specific business. And then you get in there. I just had this happen. So I'll tell a story that I had to like take a breath. I mean, this was one of those things that I was happy about this opportunity, what I thought was an opportunity. Anybody that spends any time in my sphere at all knows that I am very inclusive. I have zero tolerance for hate, you know, whether it's racism, sexism, homophobe, any of the crap out there. I just don't tolerate it. And I thought I had this great opportunity, and financially it would have been a great opportunity. And then she said something and I said, I'm sorry, what did you say? And I was like, you know, this isn't something that is hidden in my business model. You know what I mean? This is not a hidden thing. And I said, you know, and I took a breath and I was like, I need to schedule a meeting with you tomorrow. Because I had to like, I wanted to just right then and there say, I'm not working with you, but I had to like really like regroup and think, did she just really say that? And then I kind of dug a little deeper and I was like, how did I miss that? Like wow. How this is. And so I, you know, had a meeting and I was like, you know, I'm very clear about my mission and my vision and how I want this to be a safe place for everyone. And I said, you said, you know, this, and well, that's just my beliefs. And I was like, that's fine. But, your beliefs make some of my community feel unsafe. So we're going to have to end our relationship, our business. And, you know, we got ties here. She says, well, okay, but you can still coach me, right? And I was like, no, no.
And it's understand, but it's having that insight. And I know that, like I said, I have a different background spiritually, but I know that I'm not going to agree with everything, but I do know that there's some core things that are important to me that we can work around. But if I have to compromise and you have to compromise, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. And it's okay. It's okay. And I mean, that's why I said taking the time to understand your vision, what you're here to do. What is the reason why you're starting this business? What is the why behind it? And then your values. And understand, in this world that we have today, everybody has a different value system. And when you realize that it's okay to be exclusive, meaning that, all right, if my values don't match your values, then we weren't talking to each other to begin with. And it's okay. Exactly. That's okay. You have to link up and then act like everything's okay and it's not.
Because when you act like everything's okay and it's not, then you are taking up space where somebody that really is in line with your vision, that space, somebody that really truly is in line with your vision could be right. Walking in that space.
And it's not a matter
instead of pretending
of right and wrong either. Yeah. It's a matter of right fit, wrong fit. It's not a matter of that because of what you're doing, you're wrong. Oh no, it's that's your vision. That's your value. I understand. We just don't lock up.
We just don't. We exactly. You need to find somebody that can support you and your values. And I need to find somebody that can support me in my values. Because if you just look at the bottom dollar, if you just look at that, it's gonna pull you back. That money isn't going to move you forward. That money is going to hold the entire system back,
right.
The entire vision back. So it's so, so important. So
money's not important. We're saying, but you, your money and your time is very important. You can have someone paying you a lot of money and it's killing your time and killing your heart. So you got to make sure that combination is there and that you're not compromising who you are for that dollar. The dollars will come if you are consistent and faithful and you're moving in excellence in what you're doing. Money will come. There's a period where you all are looking and fighting just to survive, but it will come.
Exactly.
It only comes when you're staying committed to the vision and the values and the purpose of what you're doing in your business. That's very important.
But it's so, so true. And when you're in that space, you're not being creative. That's the thing. You're not seeing the big picture. You know, you're down in this thing and you miss the big picture. So really find that. So I would love for you to share one of your favorite tips, how photographers or really any entrepreneurs can really focus on their heart-centered business and really reaching out and networking and making a difference in their community.
Okay. Well, the power tip is understanding that communities are a series of relationships. So again, my big piece that I want you to walk away with today is understanding, okay, let's take the technical networking out and switch networking with communities. If you're thinking about going into a community with a transactional mindset, automatically the community that you're trying to reach, their guard is going to go up because your intention is not how to build this community, how to contribute to the community. You're looking at what's in it for me, not what's in it for the collaborative. And when you understand that communities are relational and collaborative, and the healthy communities are ones that are symbiotic, meaning that they give back to each other, you're looking to say, how can I contribute to this community? Whether it's your church group, your community group, or your public cause, or your organization, you don't want somebody who has a one-dimensional mind that's called a parasite that's going to come in and take, 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 take. You want to say, how can we coexist? How can we collaborate together in doing this? So that's going to dictate what business or what organization you're going to do, because the organization that has room for you will make room for you. And they're looking not just to take from you, but they're looking to give back to you. When you are a person of value, what? You're going to give, but also you're a person of value. You got to be able to receive.
Everything is a two-way street, and every, not just community, but, you know, networking, every relationship you go into, if you walk into a relationship, what can you give me? That relationship is not a relationship. It's a transaction, and it's probably not going to flourish. So, like, this is what you just said is like for everything. Just do that for everything.
It works. It does.
You know, because, you know, if I can do something for you and you can do something for me, we bring value to each other. And, you know, it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
It's a mindset. It's actually a way of life. And it's a way, if you're a business professional, it's the key to promotion. When you're looking to, in your organization, or you're going to your job, remember, all these values show up wherever I'm at. So what I'm looking is, I'm looking at how I can bring value to my corporation that I'm working with now. You see, even though I have a 9-to-5 job, I negotiate my worth at that job. But when I get on that job and I negotiate my worth, my time, and my dollar, I'm there not to work the 9-to-5. I'm there to find out how I can provide value for this. How am I getting value out of the company for me? And how am I providing value for them? And then what happens is your stock increases because of the value that you bring. So the one who can solve the problems, the one who can bring the answers, is the one who's going to be elevated. And it's the same thing with your business.
Absolutely. And another thing, I just want to recap a little bit, because so many in this half hour. So I want to recap something else that you said, and we just kind of went over really quick, because there were so many other wonderful things. You brought up the fact that you have a 9-to-5 job and you also are an entrepreneur, and there's nothing to be ashamed of in that. Like, I know some people are like, oh, well, this is just my little side hustle. No, this is your business. You have two businesses, and that doesn't make you less than. I happen to be in a position where this is the only thing I've ever done. Mm-hmm. When I was pregnant, I was on some, you know, I couldn't quite be as active as I, you know, wanted to. And I worked a part-time job, like doing telemarketing or something, for a few months. And another time I managed an apartment complex, which was kind of a really sweet gig for me, because I made my own hours. So it was really, you know, easy, and I worked for myself, but I've never been in a place where I had to like clock in and be there every day. Right. But you are in that place, but you also bring so much value, because, like, excuse me, I'm here, right?
It's an attitude, but also look at what I'm doing. Look at where I'm working. I'm working from home.
And you know, I mean, you never brag about yourself, Chris, but I mean, you did kind of get a big award this year, just kind of really big. Like, you went to DC, the president handed you a plaque and shook your hand. Like, that's kind of a big deal to get the presidential award. Like,
it's a lifetime achievement award that was given by the president and our vice president, Kamala Harris. If you ask me what I've done, I'm like, I don't think I've done much. And I think that's how it works. It's like, you just keep doing and doing and doing and doing and doing and building. And then eventually you look back and say, hey, I did. It's funny, because I was on another show and someone had introduced me as a humanitarian. And I'm like, I ain't a humanitarian. What's a humanitarian? I ain't got money. I'm not giving millions of dollars. But humanitarians are people that are committed to making change with humanity. And whether it's resources, your time, your talent, you're giving back to your community. So I had to be able to say, by definition, yes, I am, because I am doing those different things. But I definitely want to go back even to the working from home is, again, when you have a sense of vision and purpose, you are now strategic in even the jobs that you accept. I work from home. I'm a remote worker. I make great money. I got good benefits. I got a 401k. I got two 401ks, right? That's, and I work from home. I have that liberty to do that. When mm-hmm. you understand what your purpose is, then you become more intentional on the type of jobs that you're taking. I know I can't do a part-time job at UPS or working in the mailroom, hustling boxes all day long because I'd be too tired to do anything else. But I can pick up a phone and be a consultant on the phone. So you start to do an evaluation of what you're good at and what you're trying to build. But you use your purpose, and your job is supposed to be a resource to fund all your other fun stuff. Don't work too hard, but you got to be able to be smart with it. Work smart and not hard. The world tells you to work hard. So now you're putting all this effort into a resource that could dry up. And now you're mad because you put your heart and soul in working that 9 to 5. That company leaves you. And you're like, what did I get out of it? But when I look at leaving a company, oh, thank you for the managerial experience. Thank you for teaching me how to self-manage myself and all these different things. Because all those attributes that I'm learning on this job makes me a C executive suite person in Champ IM. But you don't see it that way. You look at your job as a 9 to 5 that you're putting in all your attention to, and you don't see why you work. And that's why you're miserable. I love working my 9 to 5 job because it's paying into the network of Champ IM. So mm-hmm. I work there and they're like, how are you always happy? How are you always doing this thing? How come you never see the negative in this? Because I see the bigger picture of why I'm here.
And I think that's key. And I love that. And I absolutely love hanging out with you. And I am so thankful that you took the time to hang out with us today.
It's always a phone call away. You know how I am.
So how can people get a hold of you?
So my organization is called Champ IM. I didn't spell champion wrong. I know what it is. It's C-H-A-M-P-I-A-M. Why? Because I am champ. So the champ is on the inside of me. The champ is on the inside of you. So if you ever want to reach out to me, you want me to come speak to your organization, come, you want to be mentored or you want to have coaching, you can reach out to champim.org and then you have my contact information on there where you can call me. We can set up a time or I can be a keynote speaker for you. Listen, I'm really funny when you get a chance. I'm serious now, but you know, I'm going to be a type of speaker that's going to be engaging to your office. So I'm going to inspire you. I'm going to educate you. I'm going to take you to the next level. And I promise you won't fall asleep.
Awesome. And we will see you guys next week.